תעקוף מנבייס, סיף צס. כל זה בסוד המפסק לשנתה תרדך על אוין אחרי הסוד הסקבע. ושואה אחר חצויס. סוד המפסק is the last meal that is not planned to eat a full meal afterwards, and it's also eating after חצויס. אבל אם לא יקרוי בחצויס, but if you ate the meal before חצויס. או אחר חצויס, so even if you eat after חצויס, ודאי תרדך על אחרי הסוד הסקבע, and so he's over one meal. Versus, let's say, he eats one meal at 1:30, and he's planning to have another meal at 6 o'clock. So even though the first meal was after chatzos, he could eat whatever he wants. And the last meal will be the sudas and the sex. The Ramos is, many b'chal gudis hashim is lechel sudas kivua koyim mincha. They split up two meals. They have a meal before mincha, which is a regular meal. Yachem is bala mincha, and then after mincha, ichlun sudam avsekis. You know, you'll have a sense for sudas yishreini, because they shall yasik lemotainis. They eat a little bit more on the first Suda, so the sign and the Tainas should not be mazik them. How you place him by Jion, come over here and since he has to stop the eating already from Shkia, like in the Kippur. He says, right, it's a major shaykh of the Posse. It's a major shaykh that implies that that's what people do. A meal, me ish yoch la saka vasma, vi yadei asma, ish eina tanas mazik lo, imakra lasma, vi yikur kofish. A person who can manage with just having one Suda after Chatzois, with one tavshil, an animal, all these extra things, then he is a kodesh. Now, ma'isa, this minig of having a big meal and afterwards, a small meal, you have to be careful how you do it, because Mishra Bruce says that a lot of Afrayim are not so happy with it, because Betzim, he fills himself up in the first Suda, and then afterwards, he's not really eating in the Suda. And brings the Dalai Rabba, was masik the minig. He says that as long as the Chayim Hashem Shemayim, so that he should have kodesh for the fast, it's alright, but he has to make sure that he doesn't overfill himself in the first meal because he has no desire to eat afterwards. It's a chilek asa, which is not so poshut. Then it's good enough for sudah mafsekes, and if it gets to a point, it's not so poshut that the chal is considered a sudah. One should definitely not make a full sudah and wait 2 minutes and then make another sudah mafsekes. Some of you also mistakenly eat a regular sudah, and then afterwards it just takes an egg. It's also not good. The sudah mafsekes has to be a sudah that you wash on. So once again, the person needs to do it. He should eat a regular suda and eat whatever he wants, and then take a break, preferably mincha, but if not, it should be a reasonable amount of time between them, and then afterwards, when he still has a little left to eat more, he should wash again and have the suda upstairs.